There comes a time when it's more than just fantasy, when it's more than just a dream. There comes a time when you are the coach. Those players out there taking huge hits, smashing sixes and kicking goals, they're your players. It's your pride on the line, all in the name of bragging rights. When the time comes, there is only one place to turn. There is only OTLS Fantasy Sports Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another wrap-up of Round 14, a week that may or may not have sealed your fate to whether or not finals were in the mix or not. To tell us how many finals he is in is Archie. Welcome back.
Zano, I'm in all of the non-finals.
Oh, beautiful.
That's more appropriate is how many finals am I not in?
Yep.
The answer is pretty much all of them. Even in our main keeper league on the weekend, down to the wire, but ended up getting knocked out.
Yep.
So I'm sitting back and relaxing a little bit, Zona. Nothing to worry about this time of year. I do find it quite funny, though, that we're heading into September, which is normally AFL finals.
Yes.
And we're now just heading into fantasy finals.
Yeah, and not just that, we don't even know where or when we're going to be having those finals. So, I think maybe we do, but the AFL just wants to drag it out. But,
It'll be in Queensland, Zano. Much as we don't want it to, it'll be in Queensland.
Yep. Oh, look, I don't mind it being... I mean, would I love it to be in my home state and snag a grand final ticket? Absolutely. But banana people have a fair right to it, I think, this year.
Well, they're not going to fly 400 AFL commissioners and their families and all that up north and do their two-week quarantine hub for them just to fly over to WA for the grand final, mate. The decision's already been made, I reckon.
I reckon you're right as well. And as I said, they somewhat deserve it. They've done a good enough job. So it is what it is, but all good, mate. All right, so you're going to have a look at the injuries coming into our first week of fantasy finals.
Yeah, we're back to normal, Zona. We had a ton of injuries over the weekend. So it all started off with good old Johnny Patton. Now, he hurt his leg in the Hawks game. I saw some vision on Twitter there where the way he reacted, I thought straight away it was an Achilles. Just when you turn around and look to see if somebody's kicked you, that's an Achilles injury. Mm. But it turns out scans have since revealed it's a plantaris tendon rupture.
Yeah, right.
Which I've got no idea what that is. Yeah, he's probably done for the season, but there is a slight chance that he may come back.
Yeah, right, okay. They just got to put him on ice. I mean,
I think that's what they'll end up doing.
So where is the plantaris tendon? Oh, it's very high in the... It's almost where the calf joins the Achilles. It's a long way up leg. Yeah, I thought it was a lot lower than that, but... No, that's an issue. It's almost a calf injury.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it looks like. Right at the top there, where a tendon must be attaching the calf to the back of the leg.
Cool. All right, speaking of the back of the leg, Zano, Dylan Grimes did a hammy, funnily enough, in the Richmond Eagles game, which was largely offset by JJK taking a knee to the head and being done for the day with concussion about the same time.
Yes.
But did you see, Zano, I'm not sure which doctor allowed him back on the field, but, you know, I reckon he thought he was playing juniors somewhere because he was not in a good way when he was running off that second time.
Yeah, I didn't see him come off the second time. I saw him take his first kick after the free kick. Was it a free kick or was it out of bounds? I can't remember. If he got the free kick or it was just a kick, but he had the kick anyway.
Yep.
And I saw him sitting on the bench and he looked a bit lazy, but I didn't see the part when he came back on. I was up doing something, so
yeah, he slowly made his way off and then just collapsed on the boundary line afterwards. So
yeah, right.
He's already been ruled out. We've got the teams for tomorrow night's game, or we're recording this Monday night. We've got the teams for tomorrow night's game in a minute, but spoiler alert, JJK's not in there. In the Bulldogs game, Laith Vandermeer and Easton Wood both did, have a guess, hammies.
Yep, hammies.
And this was hilarious, you know, Zach Tui. Now, he injured pretty much everything possible in that game.
How was he
not? Including the mouth guard when he had a bit of a hissy fit and threw it at the interchange bench. I think he was just sick and tired of copping knocks and that sort of stuff. He had He was bleeding from his eye at one point. I'm fairly certain he may have fractured some ribs at another point. He was in the wars that day.
As far as I'm concerned, he was best on ground. Had to have been. The heart and the guts that he showed to do what he did was phenomenal.
Yep, come back on. Yep. Now, for Port Adelaide, Brad Ebert copped another knock to the head. He was checked for concussion and also facial fractures, for that matter. And look, apparently he came back on, but his score definitely doesn't reflect that. That's one of the reasons that I'm not in our Keeper League grand final.
Yes.
Or final series, I should say. No. I think he ended up with a 28, Zeno.
Yeah, it was pretty low. I can remember that for sure.
If we were doing good, bad, and the ugly this week, he would be getting my ugly, that's for sure.
Yeah, it had to be pretty low because when I saw his score, I checked his time on ground threshold for your arch, and it was well and truly above what it should have been.
Yep. Now, did you see this, Zeno? Zach Butters tripping over himself and hyperextending his knee. Did you actually see that?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that game.
Hilarious. You know how you see the back in our day, the old Warner Brothers cartoons where they take off and, you know, they're running and running and running, but their legs aren't going anywhere?
Yep.
He was out in the open, running into the 50, and he's another one that's in that Keeper League team, Zeno.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, yes, open goal. Here we go. 9 points with the kick and the goal.
Yep.
And he literally started tripping over his own feet, and then in his struggle to, I guess, right himself, he actually hyperextended his knee.
Oh.
And I thought he'd actually done something pretty bad, but he ended up coming back on, and even the coach had a bit of a laugh about it after the game. So he's obviously all right. But, yeah, find it on Twitter, mate. It's hilarious.
I'll have to have a look. Yes, I missed that game, unfortunately, but fair enough.
In not so good news, Josh Kelly, he got mummified by his own teammate, Zeno. Mummy's given up going around knocking other teams out. He's now got to settle for knocking his own guys out.
Yep.
So he will miss this week with a 5-day turnaround there.
It's been confirmed today that he's missing, so
Luke Ryan, now he sucked, which a lot of people, a lot of people, Zeno, and I know, I think it was Roy from the Traders.
Yep.
Traded Crisp to Ryan this week.
Yes.
Which has got to hurt. And he wouldn't have been alone, mate. There would have been plenty of people doing that.
There sure was.
Luckily for me, I'm not in the position to be able to do luxury trades like that. I'm still trying to get rookies off my field. So I dodged that bullet. But he injured his hip, and Long Muir's saying that he's a bit sore, so he may miss this week as well.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Chris Mayne, Zeno, got absolutely poleaxed by Paddy Cripps. I reckon he got hit that hard. When they asked him where he was, I reckon he thought he said that he was playing at Subiaco Oval with the Dockers under Jared Neesham, which I don't even think he played under Jared Neesham, but that's how hard he got hit by Paddy Cripps there. And it was just a collision, nothing in it.
Well, it was a really interesting one because Paddy actually had the ball. Cripps had the ball, and Mayne actually went to tackle him. So it was nothing. It was just a bigger, stronger guy at full belt coming up against another guy that wasn't as strong. So,
It just so happens, you know, Paddy Cripps, 6'4", his shoulder lines up very, very nicely with Chris Mayne's head.
Yep, and it was just one of those things. It was all fine. His arm was tucked in. There's nothing in it. It was just a case of you know, someone got crunched by the bigger, stronger bloke. Move on.
And lastly, Zeno, Paddy Cripps, he also appeared to hurt his knee. He did come back on after having it strapped. But again, with a short turnaround, the festival of footy, it's one to keep an eye on. It wouldn't surprise me if he was given a game off there.
Yeah, I'd almost think he is. We've got a question on that in a minute. He actually went in for scans today. So
yeah, right.
That says enough that if you're going in for scans, it's enough to think that you're going to be rested. So best case. So yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Sweet. Anything of note at the tribunal, Zeno, after last week's debacle?
No, nothing at all. I think the MRR said, "Oh, I'll buggy you. If you're going to keep overturning my decisions, I'm not even going to bother anymore." So, a few fines here and there for, you know, Toby Green just, you know, giving a guy one behind the play for annoying him, something that Toby's done his whole career, but that's all right.
What was the outcome of that? Did he get fined?
Just fined. Yep. Fined for it. So, yeah, no, nothing there, Arch. As far as suspensions go, coming into our first round of finals, we're pretty sweet.
Awesome. Well, let's look forward to that then, Zeno. We're going to jump straight into the round 15, the upcoming round. Now, that kicks off Tuesday night at 5:40 Eastern time with Hawks v Adelaide.
Yep.
Followed by West Coast v Essendon at 10 past 8 Eastern time. Which is wonderful again, Zeno, for us that work over here in WA, and we've got first lockout at 20 to 4 when I should really be working.
Yes, makes it hard.
It does, it does. All right, and we have teams, Zeno, so let's run through those. So for Hawthorn, a few changes here. So in comes Ben Stratton, James Frawley, Jarman Impey, the replacement Mitch Lewis, and Shawnee Burgoyne is back after being managed. Out goes Johnny Patton, as we mentioned before, injured. Liam Shields has been managed, which is interesting. Good news for, I guess, Warple with somebody else out of that midfield. So if you're looking to bring Warple in, it should be a good week to do so, especially seeing as they're playing the Broken Witches hats. Michael Hartley has been omitted. Sam Frost has been managed, as has Will Day. So that's a big one, Zeno. Will Day would be riding many people down in probably D6.
Yes.
There would have been a few people with him on the field there. So that's going to have to be sorted for them. Thoughts on Hawthorn's team?
Look, nothing from a salary point of view, nothing really to worry about there. Will Day would be the only one you'd need to possibly do something with.
Yep.
You'd hope that most people that have got him on the bench these days, this deep into the season. But that's about the only thing there. Liam Shields probably hurts a lot of draft teams. Arch?
Yeah, I don't reckon. I reckon he would be struggling to be on the field in a lot of draft teams. He hasn't had a fantastic year.
Yeah.
But as I say, what I think it will do is it's going to provide Warple and hopefully Tom Mitchell with just some massive, massive scores.
Yeah, it depends on deep your league. If you're running anything over a 10-team structure, Liam Shields is probably in most of those leagues somewhere. But outside of that, he's also the sort of guy you can stream if need be. So it's not a huge loss.
And for Adelaide, Zeno, in comes Brad Crouch for...
Yep.
Must be his third or fourth game of the year, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
And Daniel Talia comes back in as well. Out goes Benny Crocker, who has been omitted, and Jordan Butts, who apparently is injured. Any truth to the rumour that he did a glute?
Nice one there, Arch. Wouldn't you love it?
By the hours, Zeno.
Wouldn't you love it? Well, imagine the headlines on that one. you could just think. Not a lot there. I don't think anyone's jumping on Brad Crouch first round of finals, are they? So you can forget anything there in salary. Again, Brad Crouch might help you bolster a spot in your draft leagues if you're sitting him on your bench, but that's about it there, Arch. There's not much to get excited.
Could potentially affect Laird a little bit, Zeno. Laird's been running through that midfield a bit. In the last couple of weeks, which has obviously bolstered his score.
Yep.
So that could mean a few less, midfield minutes for him in that case.
Yep.
But definitely not worth trading him out at this point. It's a definite wait and see. Crouch will be coming in after not having played for quite a while, so I'm sure his minutes will be managed there as well.
Let's be honest, he's a Crouch, so there's going to be more injuries between now and the end of the year.
Well, that being said, he's also auditioning for his new team, whichever team he's going to be on next year.
True, very true.
All right, and on to the second game of the night, which is the Eagles and the Bombers. So in for the Eagles comes Jack Redden, Jackson Nelson. Lewis Jetta is back after missing a big chunk of the season there. And Oscar Allen comes back in. Out goes Jamie Cripps. They've got him rested, but he's actually flying back to WA for the birth of his kid.
He is.
Jared Brander, who has been omitted again. JJK, we mentioned, is out injured, and Nick Reed has been omitted. With that one, Zeno, a big thing for that is that Bailey Williams holds his spot.
Yes.
So Simo has said that it's going to be a real test of the forward line now with the experienced heads of Cripps and Kennedy out. What we will see will be Oscar Allen will play a lot deeper forward. And we'll get to see what he's like in that forward line with him, Ryan and Darling, which realistically will be the forward line moving forward.
Yeah, it'll be...
I think throw in, I'd love to see a bit of Jake Waterman, but he's injured there as well at the moment. And I am happy to see Lewis Jetta come in Unfortunately, at the expense of probably a Nick Reid there, but he will provide a bit of poise and some silky smooth kicks off the half back line. My point, Zano, is Bailey Williams will ruck, Oscar Allen will play forward.
That will
be the way that they'll structure up.
I'd expect that very much to be the case as well, Arch. I think everything stays pretty much as it is from last week, and Allen basically comes in as that forward for JK, and the other guys still play the same roles that they did. I can't see there being a big change there.
Yep, absolutely. All right, and now, Zano, big news for the Bombers.
I know, this is huge.
Their captain's back. I didn't think I'd actually see him again this year. No. So Dyson Heppel's back in, as is Michael Hurley, and more relevant to salary cappers, Sam Draper is back in. Andrew Phillips goes one game in, one game out recently.
Yep.
Braden Ham has been omitted, as has Mason Redman, who was hot in a lot of, especially in a lot of draft teams earlier in the year, but he's really fallen away. So some handy ins there for the Dons.
Yeah, look, definitely, I mean, again, from a footy point of view, Heppel, Hurley and Draper. Hurley was a late out, I think, wasn't he, with illness or something this week. So that was a strange one. But Heppel definitely helps out. Draper definitely helps their ruckies. He's already a better rucker than Phillips is. So, definitely good from a footy point of view. For fantasy, look, you're not touching Heppel or Hurley, really. You might have them in deep draft leagues. Draper might be one guy on field that you're still running with. I would have liked him last week, but couldn't do that. That's where I had to change my trades. And the guys that are going out, there's no harm there.
All right, so we'll run through the rest of the game time, Zano. Then we'll talk about vice captains and loopholes and that sort of stuff. So they're the two teams for Tuesday night. Now, the first game... we've got one game on Wednesday, which is Richmond v Fremantle.
Yep.
Now, I think we'll get the teams for that. I don't think we'll get the teams for that before the first game is tipped off. That's going to be the problem. And then on Thursday night, we've got Sydney versus Melbourne at 4:40 and GWS and Carlton at 7:10. And then the round finishes off with Brisbane versus Collingwood at 3:35 on Friday. That's a weird time. Have I got that right? Do you want to just double check that?
Please hold.
Could be Western time.
Even then, it's a strange time. Matches, fixtures. So we have Friday at 5:50 Western time. So now you've got that way off, Arch.
That is way off. Yep. Don't know what that must have been. Copy and paste issue.
Typo.
God knows where that came from.
Somewhere.
So Brisbane and Collingwood, anyway. Now that leaves the teams on the bye: North Melbourne, Gold Coast, Port Adelaide, St Kilda, Western Bulldogs, and Geelong. So for those counting at home, that's six teams on the bye. And depending on the formats, as always, AFL Fantasy, you're going to get the average of those players on the bye, assuming that they played the week before.
That's right.
And in Supercoach and Real Dream Team, it is best 18 once again. And we're just crossing our fingers for that one, Zano.
Especially with the late teams, makes it tough. Yep. But it is what it is. So
just a quick note as well, Zano. So that last game is on Friday, and then round 16 starts the very next day on Saturday. So make sure you don't get on the Terps on Friday night and have a big hangover on the Saturday morning, because you're going to need to do your trades and things then.
Yep. Beautiful. So some of the better scores, Arch, from bye players that, of course, in fantasy, you're not doing this in the other format, but in fantasy, you could look at trading in as you would get their scores. And now first up, the highest is Hunter. Now, we spoke about this with an average of 95. He would be great to get, but very hard to get to probably at the moment. He's then followed by McRae, 93. The steal of the season on 90.
Yeah.
Jack Steele, that is, of course, from the Saints. Mitch Duncan on 87. Now, that's disappointing, because I think he had like an 8 in there or something when he got hurt, didn't he? Or a 12, so that could have been better. Rocky on 84. again, that's an interesting one.
I don't think you could do it. I love Rocky, but I don't think you could.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, they were talking the other day, does he even hold his spot when a few of those guys come back again? So
I think these guys that you're going to mention now, Zano, these aren't trade-in targets, but they're definitely hold if you've got them.
Absolutely, they're hold. Then you've got Guthrie, Jed Anderson, Boak and Goldie with 83, and Danger Bont, Took Miller and Dumont with 81. Look, really, salary rise, what do you got? You've got Hunter McRae, Steele, Duncan, Boak,
I wouldn't be chasing anyone after those guys.
Nah. But then you got Boak, Goldie, Danger, maybe Bont. They're probably your real relevant guys in salary. The other guys there are more draft relevant, such as your Hunter, your Rocky, your Guthrie, your Anderson. Took yep. Miller and Dumont are probably handy in any of your draft leagues that you got running there. So, but you're not really... Look, really, I don't think I'd be chasing anybody other than Hunter or McRae. Maybe Steele.
So then, Zano, the question becomes, obviously with those guys, they get, in AFL Fantasy, they get locked out at the start of the round. Mm. Would you be locking the captaincy on any of those like we did with Lachie Neale last week?
Look, you could consider Hunter or McRae, I think. I don't know if you would with Steele. I mean, a 90 is not bad. Oh, it's a hard one being a final as well, Arch. What do you take? So, if you have a look, who have you got late? You've got Brisbane Collingwood. You've got a Grundy option in that. But on the last game of the round, you've got Neale and Grundy. You can play
that's
with.
That's my thoughts, exactly.
Yeah, no, I'd be taking a punt. Richmond, Fremantle, Dusty maybe. Nat Fife, if you've got him in certain formats.
No, you've got all those games on Thursday. I'm sorry, Tuesday night, Zano. So
oh, Tuesday as well.
Your merits, your gaffs.
Yeah, gaff would be one. You've got a few guys there. You've even got a Laird, depending on how you want to go there. Tom Mitchell, Warple. So
Mitchell would be... I think Mitchell's the way I'm going to go with the vice-captaincy. I just think the way midfielders have been scoring against Adelaide, they're going to go. So I'm going Mitchell into good old Lachie Neale.
So am I at this stage.
And I'm backing one of those two will outscore McRae on 93. I don't have Hunter.
No, none of you would.
But, yeah, I'm backing one of those two at least will score more than 93.
Yep, I think I'm in the same boat. It'll be a Mitchell into a Lachie Neale, Arch. Yeah, for sure.
Just be careful if you're... Because Zach Merritt's been scoring quite well, but obviously they come up against the Eagles with Hutchings back in the team, and we do know that Merritt is susceptible to a little bit of a tag. So just be careful if you're going to start looking to vice-captain Zach Merritt there.
Yeah, no, I think I'm on Mitchell for sure. Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble.
So, that's the schedule for this week. What about the trades in, you know, the whopping 18 hours or whatever it is that we've had to have a look at it? What are you looking at? Take us through your trades this week.
So, quite quickly, Super Coach, I'm sitting really pretty there. I've got 7 trades to go with 3 rounds left. You can only use 2 trades per week after the bye rounds, so I don't want to leave any trades because that would be silly. I'm already at full premium. So
no,
really,
you mentioned that, but I'm just doing the maths, and I think I'm going to be left with trades in Supercoach.
Yeah, but you stuffed up and forgot to trade for a week, so
yeah, well,
that
that's
might
true.
Have saved you there. So, but I am pretty much, I am full premium there already. So I'm just looking to tweak a few rookies this week, and give me a bit of money to maybe upgrade the following week. When I say upgrade, yep. to maybe move a Viney onto a McRae sort of thing, you know. So. Really the only thing I'm looking at this read is Bell to Tom Down, Super Coach Arch. There's not really much else for me to do. In fantasy, I will need to play Bailey Williams for one more week, or foot, but I think I'll back in Bailey Williams at the moment.
I've got the Eagles Bailey Williams
in my back line. He'll be the only non-premium left in my team. So, look, I've got a heap of cash sitting on the pine. So, this week I'm just going to be cashing up. So I've got to move on Butler, Woodcock and Wicks to any 170k rookies that get named. And in fact, I don't even need the 170k rookies to be named, Arch, because I've got cover in double cover in most lines at the moment. So I can go down to non-playing players and take a punt on that, especially with three trades a week. So I'll be cashing up that week. So then the following week, I can basically get Williams up to anybody that I want. Now, Dream Team. God, I'm struggling in Dream Team this year. This debacle of a team still has Bewley and Draper on the field, and I've got Houston sitting there on my bench that I have for the last two rounds. I've only got six trades left in Dream Team and struggling with that. But I'm sort of in the same boat as a few. I'll just use my trades. I don't have to worry about it after that. You know,
exactly.
Can't do anything. Look, I'm trying to move on Bewley with some DPP action to get close, which means I can play Riccardi. Then I'll get close to anyone I can find that's been named in the forward line. And Darcy Cameron will move up to Riley O'Brien, pushing Draper back to the bench. So that'll just leave me with the one rookie is away from being premium. So see how that goes, Arch. Now, what about yourself? How are you looking?
Yeah, look, I'm struggling, Zono, as you know, this year in AFL fantasy. So I'm just trying to get cash any which way I can. So Darcy Cameron will go out to either a cheap rookie ruck or a defender via DPP with Bailey Williams there, whoever, same as you, whoever gets named.
Yep.
Woodcock also down to a rookie because, as I say, I just need the cash. Should allow me to get Sarong up to a hunter, which I'm keen to do this week. It doesn't leave me with much coverage, if I'm being honest. We're talking the lowest of the low bench coverage, if anything. Now, this week it should be all right, but it also leaves me very limited with cash generation there now.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting week next week for that one. Supercoach and Dream Team, I'm bringing in Tommy Dow, like you are, to get me the cash.
On the bubble,
Supercoach, I've actually got 10 trades left, funnily enough.
Oh, you'll be...
Yeah.
So what have you got? Six. So, you know, you'll be right. You can use three this week, three next week, and that'll leave you four trades for the last three rounds.
Two rounds.
Yeah, so two per week. Now you'll be smart. That's exact, mate. Yes. You can max out now, no worries.
Oh, so it was, it's perfectly planned.
Perfectly planned.
Anyway, so Simpson down to Dow, and that'll allow me to actually go Anderson up to someone like a Gaff or close to a Shuey, someone like that, or even a McPherson to a Crisp.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere around there, I'll be able to do one downgrade and two upgrades.
Yeah, nice.
Which will be good for that one. And in Dream Team, I've got four trades left, so I'm really struggling with that one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and just use the two. So Anderson, that's Noah Anderson down to Dow again for the cash. And then I've got enough coins sitting there. I'm going to be able to go Devin Robertson, who I've had since when he was a late in, all the way up to some primo there as well.
That's
my plans for this week. I'm hoping with those trades, I should be able to get 18. Hopefully even 19 players for Supercoach and Dream Team where I can drop the lowest off. But we'll see how we go.
Actually, I'm pretty sweet. I should have 22 for both Supercoach and Dream Team. Nice. Granted, four or five are rookies or not great scoring players, but at least there's a few options there in case there's a few injuries or what's not so laid out. So I'll hang out there and... Yeah, fingers crossed, Arch. All right, we've just got one quick question tonight from Ando Wallace. Now, he said that he smashed it last round 9-52 with a donut. So when you've lost all hope with your team, have a whinge and you'll be right. Now, I'm sure we gave him some advice last week, so I'm sure he didn't follow that, and that's why he got his 1952 with a donut.
I was going to say, I'm sure it was our excellent advice that got him up to that score.
Probably gone the other way, don't blame him. Now, he's got a question regarding Cripps. Will he play? I can trade Saad to Hooley or hold my final trade in case Cripps no-shows. Thoughts? I think we'll know if Cripps is going to play or not in the next 24 hours after his scan. He needs a rest. I honestly think that from a Carlton's point of view. And I would be shocked if he plays this week, to be honest. He's going to get the De Boer tag and that's not going to make his life any easier. So... I'd be holding it because I honestly don't think Cripps is going to be playing this week.
Yeah, I agree, Zano. I think that you're better off holding that trade just in case because there's a fair chance that you know, you'll need. But having said that, though, Saad up to Hooley is a fair upgrade. I'm wondering who his bench cover would be if Cripps does no show.
If he ran a donut last week, I wouldn't be confident with much bench cover. So,
yeah, true. Fair call.
Yep, so I'd be saying that unless something's come back into this team that you weren't aware of, I'd be holding that trade because Cripps is highly unlikely, I would have thought, at this stage. But look, that's it this round, everyone. As I said, we're cutting it back again now. We're back into Festival Mark 2. So thanks again for tuning in. As always, you'll get me at OTS Zeno and some of our stuff at overlinesports.com.au, brought to you by Check My House Price. And even though things are looking good in Melbourne, the grand final might even be in Melbourne now, Arch. The numbers are that good. Stay safe, everybody. Please stay safe.
Yeah, grand final in 2027, Zeno.
Yep. Yeah, maybe we'll look towards 2022.
All right, and you can get me at OTLS Archie on Twitter. And as always, if you are struggling, please give Lifeline a call on 13 11 14. There's always somebody there to lend a supportive ear there. Make sure you subscribe, Zeno, so that you don't miss out.
Yes.
And get every single episode, and not just us, but all the podcasts that you do listen to. And leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts if you do use that format. It is very much appreciated.
Excellent. Good luck. First week of finals, everybody. We'll be back in about 3 days to do another wrap-up.
OTLS Sports, giving you the analysis and advice you need to get over the line.